Welcome to the Mary Valone Show. I'm your host, Mary Valone, and you're listening to episode 17, Why You Need a Campaign Chair. This is a season of, a lot of sports. I think a lot of kids, a lot of families are participating in athletics with their kids. And if you're a hockey fan like I am, you are following the Stanley Cup. And, you start looking at these sports teams and you start realizing how important and how critical their structures are to their success. And so on today's episode, I wanted to talk about the campaign chair. But this is also not only the campaign chair for your event, but you'll see the same kind of structure in most any organization. There's always a president, a captain, that leader of the group that's leading the way for the organization. And so this is why, I've been talking with a lot of fundraisers, of course, on their structure, and it always seems to be a topic of kind of contention in the fact that this is a hard thing to do. It's hard to find a great leader. I mean, I'm sure that there are lots and lots of conferences and conventions and, just to talk about building out your team, and that's because the success of your organization really lies on your leadership. And if you don't have great leaders, you don't have a great organization. If you, reflect on any major corporation or business organization, there's always somebody very strong at the head, at the lead. And when we build out our fundraising events and activities around raising support for our amazing causes, this is no different. We need a really spectacular leader who is at the forefront, and that person is most likely you. So if you're listening to this, you're probably the person who cares the most about how much money is coming in the bank because you're the leader. You're the person who's leading the charge for your cause. But that also means that you're also in charge of making sure that the rest of the team is strong as well. And if you're building out a campaign, finding the right person to be the spokesperson, to be that face and the voice for your campaign is so important. And I think that a lot of people just say, well, you know what? It's just easiest if I do it myself. And I just want to tell you today, that is not a good plan. Do not do that plan. I mean, the most important thing you can do is create like-minded people, people who can step in and do this if something were to happen to you. I mean, we all know that tragedy occurs and we don't want anything bad to happen to anybody in our leadership, but we have to be ready to make sure that that next person can move in line and that we've got new energy, new excitement, new ideas that are coming forward. If we just have the same person continuously doing the same job over and over again without any changes, it does get really boring and stagnant, and people tend to just fall off because they say, it's the same old thing, different day, same story, And so your team and the leadership that you have a part of your campaign makes it exciting and new and fresh and makes other people want to be a part of it. So I want to talk today about why you need a campaign chair because so often, like I said, people want to go it alone and this is a bad idea. So let's just assume that that you need someone who can lead the way. You know that you need a campaign chairman that can be the face and the voice. So when you're looking for this person and you're identifying whether or not you need somebody. The whole point is that you can only do so much. You can only be that face in as the spokesperson for your organization, and somebody else has to lend their credibility to you. So look at every single position that's out there. Look at every superhero. I mean, like Batman and Robin, like your team captain of your favorite sports team and the assistant captains. You start looking at leadership in any level, president, vice president. You see that over and over again within organizations. Your board of directors is laid out that way. You as maybe the executive director or the development director. You may have an administrative assistant. There's always that tag team where there's someone who's supporting someone else. And that is really where the magic happens. I mean, look at Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. I mean, there's a visionary, and then there's the person who's really implementing things. So you got to have somebody who's actually in the game. And I use the example of a coach and a team captain a lot because I think this is a great example. If you're the staff person, then you would be considered the coach. And if you are the person who is the volunteer, somebody who's serving on a committee, you may be that team captain. And it's just a great way to look at, you know, your role. Are you, you know, leading the way? Are you the example for the team? And if you look at any good coach, you know that that coach is giving 110%. If you listen to analysts and people who talk about your sports team and they just rip on that coach because they look like they're not even trying, they're lazy, they don't have it together. I mean, that is what people may or may not say about you and your organization. Or, you know, something about that team captain that it's like, you know, they just don't seem to have it together. That is the thing about your organization is that you want to make sure that you look and you do have the best team, that you're leading the charge with like this rock star team that's going to win. And so when you decide that you're going to have a chair for any component of your organization, I mean, I always say like you're going to have a board of directors most likely, but you're also going to want this fundraising team. You're going to want somebody who's going to only be looking specifically at raising support for your cause. So if you are looking at it from the perspective of I'm the coach and I've got all these, you know, things that are moving, all these parts, we're recruiting, we're, you know, actually in the game, we're raising money, but you may also be the person who oversees the program side of your organization, which means your hand is also in the side of how are we going to spend this money. So you've got to wear all these different hats. And so it is easy for you to look at the fundraising and be like, okay, that's just a component of what I do. But when you recruit a team captain, the team captain only focuses on this one project. So they are not distracted with 100 other things on their plate. They have one job, make money for this cause. You know, they're looking at who can I bring on the team who's going to ultimately raise support for this cause. And so they're laser focused on the mission. They're laser focused on the task at hand. They have a job description. It's very clearly laid out what they need to do. And so if you have my book, Fundraising Freedom, we're really specifically talking on page 48 and 49 of the book. And this is all about finding that key team captain, finding that chairman for your campaign. And that person really needs to be just like the ideal, you know, the person who's going above and beyond already. You probably have this person on your team already. They just don't have a job title. They just don't have the title as your chairman. And this is where I love titles. And I talk about that a lot as well, is that I love a good title because it gives authority. It gives that person the ability to speak on behalf of your organization or on behalf of specifically this group, this campaign. And if you're trying to raise thousands of dollars, tens of thousands or beyond, they really have authority and can wrap their arms around the fact that they have a responsibility to raise and to find the right people who can help you raise that kind of money. And so this person is extremely passionate. They're fired up. They're going to be a strong witness to you, a testimony to you and your organization. They don't get paid for what they do. They're doing this because they really are passionate about the job. And so, you know, they're setting an example. And so what I want to do is I want to put somebody in a position of authority, give them that great title, give them the platform and the ability to go talk to people on my behalf and our organization or cause's behalf and let them really run, you know, go run, go take off and invite other people to be a part of our cause. And when you do that, what happens is that that person really takes ownership of this particular project. And so they get fired up. And normally when you recruit a person like this, they just don't know how to lose. I mean, you invited them to serve in this capacity because they're so good at whatever they put their hand on. You know, if they put their name on this, it's going to be amazing because they just don't know how to fail. I mean, obviously they know how to fail, but at the same time, it's like, they're not afraid to fail. They're not afraid to go out there and knock on doors and really share about the exciting things that your cause does. And I know we who are, you know, on staff with an organization, it's easy for us to get caught up in the fear of asking other people to be a part of our organization because we think, oh my goodness, they're going to think that, you know, what's in it for me? And so there's always like these strings attached. And when you call, they think, oh gosh, what does she want now? But when your chairman calls, that person is a part of the community. They probably do business with them. They probably have a relationship with them outside of any sort of financial contribution to your cause. And so they really appreciate that phone call and they think, wow, that person thought about me and wanted to invite me into this organization. So there's a very different response that your prospects, that your potential donors receive when they get a phone call or they get any sort of communication from your chairman versus you. And so that is why, I mean, you need a chairman. I'm like, if you are even contemplating whether or not you need a team, I don't care what organization, what cause you're a part of, you need a committee. You need a chairman who's going to help you raise funds. You really cannot go this alone. Trust me. I've tried to do it before that way. It just does not work. I mean, you can raise a couple $100 on your own, and that's great. But if you are trying to raise thousands and tens of thousands of dollars, like you cannot do this without a volunteer committee chairman. So right now, I just want you to make that commitment that I need somebody to serve in this capacity. It cannot be me. It cannot be my mother, my best friend. I mean, it literally needs to be someone who cares about this cause so much further beyond just you. I mean, just that you asked them and so therefore they said yes. They really feel like this is a worthy cause and they want to align their name with it. But here's the other thing is that if you're building out a great, you know, long-term sustainable event or organization or committee campaign, you're going to be looking at longevity. I mean, when I, you know, wrote out the book, Fundraising Freedom, the whole plan was that you would build and sustain your campaign. I don't want you just to get out there, knock on a few doors, get some money in the bank and walk away. That it does not create any sense of sustainability. It doesn't allow you to build this great thing that has momentum for years to come. So this is all about creating a firm foundation to build off of so that year after year after year, you are seeing growth, that you're seeing donors stick around, they don't get burnt out. And that all comes along with having a great chair. And when I also, you know, when I talk about this chair position, I also, this is not somebody who stays in this position for eternity. This definitely needs to be a position where you have terms, you know, set to it. This may be 1 year, maybe 2 years, and maybe 3 years. This all is dependent upon what it is that you're trying to create. Is this a first-year event? If you've never done this before, this person may be in that position for a couple of years because you're just getting this thing off the ground. But if you are in full force, you may be rolling out this person every year. And in order to do that, in order to find and have kind of this funnel of great people who are moving into leadership, you have to have an incredible organization that has systems and structure to it. Think about your favorite sports team again. The team captain is not begged. I mean, nobody's begging the team captain to serve as the team captain. It is literally an honor. I mean, that is your peers voted you in. The leadership of the organization chose you. And so that lead position really should be an honor. And anyone who is offered the position should feel like, I mean, this sense of pride and excitement and that they worked hard to move into that role, that was really the position that they wanted to have. It wasn't like a burden. It wasn't a, oh my goodness, if I put my name on this thing is going to fail. No, like there is such a pride and a joy in the fact that they get to serve in this capacity. So think about your current organization. Think about your structure right now. You may or may not have any of this stuff in place, and that is totally okay. And that's why we're talking about it today, is because I want you to start thinking about, what does this look like? What is it that you could build out if you had, a structure that was that had such a firm foundation that you could build off of it year after year? So first off is that you just got to make the decision that this is something that you actually want. If you want to continue to go it alone, that's totally okay. But I'm sure you're sitting in a place where you're extremely frustrated. You feel alone because you are, and you really do want to go this alone. Go this with a team. You want to go this with other people. You want to do life with other volunteers who are excited and passionate about the work that you're doing. So this is not a burden. This is, you know, really such a fun process. But I was sharing, you know, just this last Friday, I was hosting my monthly coaching fellowship. And this is something that I offer once a month, the first Friday of the month, with my Fundraising Freedom Tribe. And if you're not a part of it, be sure to join us on Facebook and just look us up, Fundraising Freedom Tribe, and we'll get you plugged in. But when I was chatting on this Friday's call, you know, we were talking about chairman, and one of the ladies that was on the call, she was a former coworker of mine, and you know, she said it was really helpful to hear from me that it was hard to recruit this first person. And trust me, I spent a lot of evenings, a lot of days in prayer over this person, because I just didn't want to put a warm button to seat. And I say that a lot, but I just didn't want just some average person to serve in this capacity. I mean, what team puts a team captain, puts somebody in that team captain position who is just average? You know, no, like, I want the best person. I want somebody who's going to represent us and be so excited to do that. And so when you're first getting started and you're looking for that first team captain, your first chairman, it is hard. I mean, because you're setting the bar for years to come. So you've got to be really clear about what you want, what kind of qualities you want in this person. And you kind of want to start with somebody who is going to be passionate enough to help build it, help build out what it is that you want in this leadership role. So they're not afraid to take on new responsibilities, but they also feel this sense of, just gratitude that they got to be this first person, that they got to be in this role. But when you're the first, you also have to have somebody who's really a visionary, who gets it, you know, and that it is hard. It's hard to find that person. And so don't be afraid to take the time it really needs to make sure that you have the right person in this position. I started off when I built out my $500,000 event. I did recruit somebody who was not a good fit at the very beginning. And a lot of people don't even know that. I mean, we recruited a pretty high profile couple who said yes. And in the first meeting I had with them, I brought in one of my staff supervisors, and we went and had coffee, and we just were talking, and my staff supervisor made a comment to this person and just said, you know, we really want you to take ownership. We want you to feel like you can run with this. And that person responded and said, you know what? I have so much ownership in my life. I really don't need one more thing. And she kind of used color language. It wasn't quite like that, but she really had so much already going on in her life that to add one more thing, to be the chairman of our event, especially a brand new event. I mean, we got in our car after that, and I looked at, you know, my coworker, my staff supervisor, and I looked at her and I said, I don't feel good about this. I don't feel like this is the right fit. And in the end, I mean, we ended up, you know, moving them into a different role, and then eventually they weren't on the committee at all. But I was looking for this high-profile person who was willing to put their name on it but wasn't willing to be passionate or be actually a team captain. And that was, I knew it was detrimental. I mean, we hadn't even started yet. We hadn't even raised a dollar. And so to think of putting somebody in a position that, wasn't exactly passionate about it meant that we were going to be dead before we even started. You know, we were done. So if we didn't start this thing on the right foot, it was never going to grow from there. I mean, we just knew it. And so, so just know that you don't have to have it all figured out right now. I mean, just start the brainstorming, you know, process. Start thinking about if I could have, you know, I mean, my ideal person for this position would be. And just think about the qualities of this person. You know, they're already giving to our cause. They're somebody that's not afraid to talk to strangers. They're very well respected in the community. People look to them as a leader. When they put their name on something, other people follow. They want to be a part of it. So there's certain things that you just start thinking in your head that if I could have the person next to me who represents our volunteer team, what would that person look like and what kind of feel would they give to the rest of the team? Now, know when you invite them and when you do invite them, we'll talk further about that in a further episode. But when that time comes, this is a honor. Remember that it's not you just sat down and came up with this person's name. It was you sought out advice, you talked to other leaders in the organization, and this person's name just kept on coming up in conversation because we couldn't even imagine someone else serving in this capacity for our cause. And just remember, if you are raising support for one person, if you are, you know, someone who's just raising a personal budget, just know that this, I'm talking to you too. This isn't just for large organizations or for, you know, small startup nonprofits. This is for individual budgets as well, is that you need a team, an advisory group of people who are going to rally around you and help you raise the support you need so that you can fulfill your mission. So this isn't about just, you know, building out a campaign committee who's going to support the cause. This is whatever campaign you're building out. If this is starting off with a personal budget and then you move into an operations budget and then you start building out, you know, your organization on another level, this works for any level of the game. So just know I'm talking to you. No matter what part of the organization you're, or, you know, personal budget that you're dealing with, or club or organization, this is you too. You know, so we all need a lead volunteer who's going to take this and run with it. And if you are the lead volunteer, if I'm talking to you and you're the person who's leading the charge as that volunteer, know that the buck stops with you. If you do not show energy and excitement, and if you're not leading the way for the rest of the team, they're going to only do up to your level. So if you're only willing to put in so much time and energy, your volunteers, your other, you know, counterparts are going to only do as much as you're willing to do. So there is a lot of responsibility, not only on the staff, but on the volunteers as well, to really be and set the example for everyone else to follow. So I want to make sure that as you're envisioning what this team could look like, that you set your bar high. I mean, do not say, I'll take anybody who says yes. Like, that's a good way for you to do an average fundraiser. That's just a good way to be average. And who wants to be average? Who wants to be a part of a team that's average? I mean, I don't. You know, I want to be on the winning team. And I know I've said this before, but I'm like, I just don't want to put my name on something that is done halfway. I mean, I want everybody that I associate with to push me, to make me a better version of me. And so when you're building out your committee and building out this, you know, this team, I can't even imagine that you want to put together a team that just does it halfway. You want someone who's going to rally and push you to a whole new level. And that means that you need to find that campaign chair. So today, I want you to take this first step. If you don't have a campaign chair today, I want you to take the first step by taking out a sheet of paper and writing down the qualities. if there's somebody that comes to mind to you right now where you're like, I have got to have this person in leadership. I have to have this person as my lead. And if not my chair this year, maybe they're my chair next year. And maybe I'm going to work towards building out this committee. And it might take 6 months or a year to build this thing out because, you know, my machine, you know, the organization and your fundraisers are already off and running. That's okay. Start where you are. Start today by making the decision that you need somebody in this position. You're not going to settle. You're going to look for the best person, the person who's going to be the best example and is going to lead your team to a championship. It's going to lead your team to that Stanley Cup or whatever that big goal is that you're looking to achieve, to raise those tens of thousands, those, you know, half a million, $1 million and beyond. This is the person that's going to help you get to that level. And if this person right now, if you have somebody in that position who's not at that level, that's okay, because you're going to start right now envisioning what you want for the future. So when you roll this next person, you know, out of their position and they transition into a new role within your organization, you're going to be looking for that replacement. Your team is going to be looking at, who do we want to set the bar? You know, who do we want to move into this role? And so you're just not going to settle. The next chairman you move into the position is going to be your ideal person. So do not waste any time. Be sure to sit down right now and pull out that sheet of paper or a spreadsheet, a Word document on your computer, and just start jotting down, who could be my next campaign chair? Who could be my first? Who could be that visionary? Who could be the first person to lead the way? So I want you to be able to do that now. And before we wrap up, I just want to be able to share with you some exciting updates. What's coming next with Mary Valone Consulting? What's coming next with Fundraising Freedom? So our next session for our coaching program is live. So you hear it first, that we are live. We're ready to roll. We're taking in our next group into our Fundraising Freedom coaching course. And you can go and apply right now. I mean, like, seriously, don't stop right now. Open up your computer and go to maryvalone.com/coaching. And I want you to apply today. I want you to be in this next group that we start on June 1st. And I want you to be a part of this, not because I want you to be a part of this. I want you to be a part of this because you need this. I cannot tell you how incredible this team is. I mean, I would go to bat on any day of the week for any one of these people who are part of this coaching program. They are passionate, they're excited, and they're not sitting back waiting for money to show up. They're going and getting it. And you know what? Majority of the reasons why we're not raising the funds that we think we should raise is because we are stopping ourselves. We don't have the mental capacity to even envision bringing in the money that we need for our organization. And so this coaching program is really taking you to that next level. I've talked about it before, but I personally love coaches because they push me. You know, they're the ones that are saying, you know what, Mary, you can do more. Why are you waiting on that? Why aren't you going out there knocking on those doors? Why are you not writing that book or talking to those people? I mean, like, every single one of my coaches has pushed me to the next level. And so I believe that I can be that coach for you. And I know I can because I've already done it. And I know that that we're seeing incredible results. I mean, one of my clients shared that she went from $1,000 a month to $11,000 a month in 1 year. I mean, imagine that. Imagine if your organization or you personally, I mean, this was a personal budget. This was also building out at her nonprofit. And so I just am just excited because I know that you can do this. And the only person who's stopping you is you. So if this is you and you need accountability, you need somebody who's going to push you to the next level, Go apply right now. We're only taking applications through the month of May, and then we start with this next session on June 1st, and you need to be a part of this. So if you're listening to this right now, it's not by chance. So be sure to check out maryvaloney.com/coaching and join us there. So I hope you guys are ready for this, because I know having an incredible team is going to make all the difference for your fundraising support. So be sure to start brainstorming, get together your ideal for this campaign chair, and go change the world one volunteer and $1 at a time. What could your favorite charity do if money were not an object? Most nonprofit leaders say they know what to do, they just don't know how to do it. What if you had a resource that showed you step by step how to raise the funds you need to fulfill your mission? Hi, I'm Mary Valone, author of Fundraising Freedom, and I've raised millions of dollars for charity, and I'd love to show you exactly how to do it and how to recruit the right team to back you. Fundraising Freedom, 7 Steps to Build and Sustain Your Next Campaign. Available now at maryvaloney.com, amazon.com, and online at all major bookstores. Get your copy and give the gift of Fundraising Freedom to your favorite charity today.